U.S. government moves $600 million of seized Silk Road Bitcoin to Coinbase Prime. Key points: the U.S. government transferred 10,000 bitcoins, worth approximately $600 million, from seized Silk Road funds to a Coinbase Prime wallet, potentially for custody rather than immediate sale. This transfer represents a significant portion of the $12 billion worth of Bitcoin currently held by the U.S. government from various seizures, highlighting the scale of cryptocurrency assets under government control. The government's crypto management evolves. Blockchain data from Arcum Intelligence revealed that the U.S. government moved 10,000 bitcoins, BTC, valued at nearly $600 million, to a Coinbase Prime wallet. This substantial transfer originates from funds seized in the infamous Silk Road dark web marketplace case. 2 weeks ago, the cryptocurrency in question was initially moved from a wallet tagged as U.S. government Silk Road DOJ confiscated funds to an intermediate wallet. This latest transfer to Coinbase Prime, the exchange's institutional platform, marks a significant development in how the government handles seized digital assets. Custody versus sale, interpreting the move. While deposits to exchanges often signal an intention to sell, this transfer may be primarily for custody purposes. The use of Coinbase Prime to manage these assets suggests a more sophisticated approach to handling confiscated cryptocurrencies. However, it's important to note that the available information has not explicitly confirmed a formal partnership between the U.S. Marshals Service and Coinbase Prime. The market reacted cautiously to the news, with Bitcoin's price dipping to $59,000 from $61,000 earlier in the day. However, it's worth noting that this price movement occurred before the transaction took place, indicating that other factors may have influenced the market. Historical context and future implications. The Silk Road case has been a significant source of cryptocurrency seized by the U.S. government. In 2022, the DOJ announced the seizure of over 50,000 BTC and the arrest of James Zhang, who pleaded guilty to wire fraud related to the Silk Road platform. The government's last confirmed sale of Silk Road assets occurred in March 2023, when it sold 9,861 coins for $216 million. At that time, the government outlined plans to sell the remaining assets in four tranches throughout the year, but no follow-up communications about subsequent sales have been made public. According to Arcum Intelligence, wallets linked to the U.S. government currently hold $12 billion worth of BTC and smaller amounts of other seized cryptocurrencies. This substantial holding positions the government as a significant player in the crypto market, with its actions potentially influencing market dynamics. As the cryptocurrency landscape continues to evolve, the government's management of these assets will likely remain scrutinized by market participants and regulatory observers.